It's a divisive day around Washington and around the country as protests are planned around the country over today's inauguration of Donald J. Trump as President of the United States. Of course, celebrations are also planned, and Trump backers from Massachusetts are in Washington to show their support. WBUR's Fred Tice is in Washington, too, this morning and joins us now from Union Station, just a few blocks north of the Capitol. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Bob. And so here at Union Station, people are pouring out of the metro. I believe there are a lot of protesters, but there's certainly a lot of Trump supporters who are already going to walk to the Capitol and take their seats, and others will go where most of the crowd will be, which is out on the Mall.
We know, of course, that while Donald Trump didn't win the popular vote on Election Day, he did win more electoral votes and carried more states than Hillary Clinton. So, among the Trump supporters, does today feel like a celebration for all of them, or is it just that way for a few states where Trump prevailed?
No, it feels that way for all the Trump supporters, Bob. Safe to say, it doesn't matter what kind of a state you come from, red or blue, the Trump supporters are very happy about this day. They've been looking forward to this.
Tell us about the contingent from Massachusetts. How big a contingent of Trump supporters from here are in Washington for the celebration today, and how are they fitting in with the president-elect's backers from other parts of the country when, of course, Massachusetts is such a blue state?
Well, they seem to be fitting in very well with supporters from other states. Now, today on the Mall, we're expecting close to a million people. The predictions are saying, maybe 800,000. Out of those, I don't know how many are from Massachusetts, certainly a few hundred. That sounds kind of low to me, given the hundreds of thousands of people who were expected on the Mall.
As I understand it, you have one Massachusetts backer of Donald Trump there with you right now. Can you introduce us?
Yes, he is Lou Murray. I met him during the caucuses when the Trump team engineered to make sure that they got real Trump supporters to go to the convention. And he stood out because he spoke to the crowd and rallied the crowd. And, of course, he's been on our air many times over the last few months. And he is quite excited to be here. I'm going to hand him over to you.
Good morning, Bob Oaks.
Good morning, Lou. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm ecstatic.
Well, it's good to talk to you again. Of course, we've had you in the Morning Edition studio. I'm wondering, Lou, what does this day, Inauguration Day, for a guy you supported for president mean to you?
Well, it's overwhelming, the feelings of joy that I'm experiencing. I've been involved in a lot of campaigns, and to pick a dark horse and see it come all the way around the track and cross the line just ahead of its competitor is a thrill.
What are you most looking forward to in the coming days from President Trump?
I'm looking for, I think he's going to signal it when he starts the inaugural address. I've been going back and reading the inaugural addresses of every single president, and I think he's going to go back to about 100 years ago and eliminate all of the honorifics, Mr. Speaker, Mr. President of the Senate, Vice President, so-and-so. He's going to go back and start the inaugural address just the way our founding fathers and most of the presidents used to start the address, which was citizens, fellow citizens. And that will, hearken to some of his campaign themes of sovereignty, of border, of America first, of one America, united.
So I'm
looking forward to the coming days, and where I think he'll start to put some meat around the tenets of Trumpism.
So you think today's message, then, is more designed for his supporters and the people of the United States than it is for official Washington?
Oh, yes. No, I said in my very first Globe op-ed that I wrote way back in May, that it's a Globe printed in July, Trump is special because he talks over the heads of the elite. And those people that are in the front rows, the lawmakers, they're the elite, whether they're Republican or Democrats. And he's going to go right out to the American people. This will be a 40-minute Twitter speech. No filter.
You have concerns, any concerns about what's ahead for President Trump?
No, none at all. I actually think he's much more moderate than many of the protesters understand. I mean, he's been giving money to Chuck Schumer for 100 years. And you're going to see a guy who's measured and all he's devoted to is creating jobs and making America hum again like it was when he was a young man.
I'm wondering, one more question, if I might ask you, Lou Murray, do your roots in Blue State, Massachusetts, do you think make you stick out among your fellow Trump backers there in Washington today on Inauguration Day? Or somehow does it make you even more proud?
You know, people are like, wow, first of all, that you're from Massachusetts and that you backed Trump from the beginning. But number two, no, because, you know, I was with a bunch of people from Wisconsin last night, and we were together at the New York Ball, and we had a great time. And I was with people that were in former blue states. So, you know, I look forward to the day when Massachusetts will be a red state.
Lou Murray, thanks a lot for speaking to us from Washington, D.C. this morning on the day your presidential candidate, Donald Trump, is inaugurated.
Yes, he's going to be all of our president. And even though he was my candidate, he'll be all of our president. And thank you for taking time to speak with me. God bless you, Bob.
Lou Murray is a financial planner from Boston and a backer of Donald Trump. We also thank WBUR's Fred Tice, as we were speaking with Fred just a few minutes ago.